Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And women's sports, been in the news, huge growth, and everybody's been buzzing about it. And we're joined by Haley Shapley here. Strong Like Her is the new book, a celebration of rule breakers, history makers, and unstoppable athletes, with kind of a focus on women and women's sports. And Haley, thanks for coming on this week.
Thanks so much for having me.
Kind of, you've got some impressive credentials. We'll go over those, but kind of give my listeners a little intro to the book and a little of the thought behind it.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, women's sports are getting a lot of attention right now, but women athletes have been around since the beginning of time. So I wanted to write a cultural history about women and physical strength that really shines a spotlight on some of the trailblazers who allowed for women to be able to be active in sports and fitness today. So the story starts in ancient times, and it goes all the way through present, making a connection between strong women and the many ways they've contributed to society at various points in history. Some of the stops along the way include the Olympics in ancient Greece, the circus rings of the early 1900s, the sands of Muscle Beach in the 30s, the marathon races of the 60s, the weight rooms of the 70s, and then the running tracks and soccer fields and basketball courts of today.
Yeah, the book really takes us through an evolution, focusing on some athletes, some we've heard of, some maybe we haven't heard of or be familiar with. How did you decide which athletes kind of to focus on?
It was tough because there are so many great ones, but I tried to find athletes who represented a sort of a movement that was happening at the time when they were doing their sport, or kind of a concept in the book. So, for instance, I have Santina, who was a great circus performer in the early 1900s. She could hold multiple men up and lie on a bed of nails and juggle cannonballs and all kinds of impressive things. But at the same time she was doing that, women, particularly circus stars, were fighting for suffrage. And they played a big role in getting people to think that women were independent enough and strong enough that they should have the right to vote. So each woman kind of represents her own sport and her own fitness, but also ties into a larger concept.
Yeah, we're with Haley Shapley, noted journalist, but also an outdoors and exercise enthusiast. And Haley, when I saw you had a circus performer in there, you had me hooked right from the start. Those are interesting characters and people, and everybody's always curious about behind the scenes of the circus. So you had me hooked.
Yes, and the circus was a super interesting phenomenon back in the day, because this was before radio, before TV, before the internet, obviously. And there wasn't a lot of recreation. So when the circus came to town, everything closed down and everyone went out to see the circus. And so for the first time, you have kind of celebrities. And while there weren't a lot of women who kind of got that star status, Santina, as I mentioned, was one of them. So she was able to wield more influence than other women at the time because of her position in the circus.
Yeah, I find that fascinating. The circus performers used to travel by train, and when the train would arrive in a given city, thousands of people would turn up to watch the train arrive. Fascinating times, and that, I think that's a great focus. But also, you focus on a fitness trainer and a CrossFit enthusiast, and that's kind of the modern state of where we're at right now.
Absolutely. There are also portraits of 23 modern-day athletes in the book who were shot by the amazing celebrity photographer Sophie Holland. Yep. So the book also has beautiful images. And yes, I feature women who are active in all kinds of fitness pursuits, including CrossFit, as you mentioned. I have a climber. I have a ballerina. So women who represent a really wide array of what strong looks like.
The only thing you're missing, Haley, I'm with my critical eye, just because I've covered the sport of competitive cheerleading for a while, pound for pound, and cheerleading is, per concussions, the most dangerous sport in this country. I didn't know if you are familiar with the sport of competitive cheerleading.
Familiar a bit. I actually had a really great cheer squad at my high school, so I realized early on that cheer can be a very intense sport, and they're very athletic at a high level. It was so tough because there are a lot of sports I wanted to represent, a lot of different types of athletes, but I absolutely agree that, you know, they're great athletes.
Yeah, we're with Haley. Strong Like Her, a celebration of rule breakers, history makers, and unstoppable athletes. And really, she does cover all three of those very well in this book. And Haley, undoubtedly, you're going to hear from some young female athletes for advice or questions about the book. What's the advice you give, young females? We've heard that a lot of them suffer from feeling inadequate, or maybe body issues or inferiority to their male counterpart athletes. What kind of advice can you give to them to be strong?
I think I would tell young girls, you're stronger than you think, and you can do whatever you want. If that's playing sports and developing muscles, great. If that's something different, that's cool too. But don't let anyone tell you what want to do isn't appropriate for you if it's playing a sport. You know, only you can decide that. And I think that the generation growing up today is different than when I grew up.
Yeah.
I think girls are, I think they are playing sports more. I think they are less worried about what other people think. And I love to see it. I love to see how strong they are and how they really feel like they can do anything. And so much research shows that girls who do grow up playing sports have so many benefits for life. They are more likely to succeed in their careers later on. They have better body image and better self-esteem. So it is really important to keep girls in some kind of fitness activity, whatever it is, because of the health benefits and then also, the emotional benefits.
Yeah, I agree. And of course, in this day and age, social media is a focus, especially females love social media. You think that's been a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that it is both. I think that social media has a lot of drawbacks, but the one pro that I see is that you can connect now with other people who are pursuing the types of activities that you're interested in or who represent something that you like. So if you don't see any women in your community who are lifting weights, you can go on Instagram and you can follow women who lift weights and you can find a community that way. So I think, again, back when I was growing up, we didn't have a lot of access outside of our own communities beyond the TV and magazines to seeing women of different body types and women pursuing things like weightlifting, and now you can really connect with those people if you'd like.
Yeah, we're wrapping up here with Haley. I agree with you, Haley. As a connection tool or an educational tool, social media is invaluable, and this has been great. And Haley, where do you think it's going? Women are going to keep breaking barriers. I love the fact that women are getting involved in the administration of sports, even as much as a participation factor. I think that's going to lead even to more and more great things.
Absolutely. I think getting involved at all levels is important, and it's really about having the investment and the awareness in women's sports, because as these incredible NCAA basketball players have been saying throughout March Madness, good women basketball players have always been around. It's just that people haven't been paying attention. And so now I think that we're going to see more of the investment, more of the attention, and that is only going to produce better athletes and, more excitement for us all to watch.
Yep, and people should pay attention to Haley Shapley's book, Strong Like Her, A Celebration of Rule Breakers, History Makers, and Unstoppable Athletes. Paperback is out now, Gallery Books. Haley, it's a great book. I've had it with me in my bag here the last couple weeks, and great job, and hope to talk to you soon.
Great, thank you. Appreciate you having me on.